Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Steve Hothersall.
Good morning, 8:24. Now, a big weekend in many ways here on Merseyside, but of course it's the run for the 96 in Stanley Park. So thousands will descend there, red and blue. It's not necessarily a competitive run. It's more of a fun occasion. It's raising money for such important causes. And let's chat to one man who's involved in it. It's Steve Kelly. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, very good indeed. Thanks for joining me. Steve, it's close to your heart anyway. People will be aware, or most people will be aware, of your situation. You lost your brother at Hillsborough. This run, what does it mean to you?
Oh, well, it's fantastic. I mean, it's something that, you know, the city can come out and once again show solidarity to the world that we've been through this journey together. And, I'm really looking forward to it. We had the event last year. We hopefully put a few more little pieces in it to give people a good day. And, it means so much to me, as I say, to see the solidarity within the city that helped us through the last 27 years. And I really want people to take something out of this themselves, you know, to congratulate themselves for the support they've given us over all these years. Plus, you know, raising money for the local communities is always a great thing. And at the end of the day, getting the trainers on and getting themselves a little bit healthier and, you know, get a bit of a feel-good factor from Hillsborough, which is something we need after all these years. So, you know, good on everyone for getting out tomorrow and Sunday, sorry, and enjoying it with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, such an important year as well for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've had, thankfully, the conclusions to the inquests. But on the Saturday, we're actually doing it from Sheffield itself, on like an ultra marathon, which is going to be 80 miles. And then we're finishing off on the Sunday morning and joining in the run for the 96. So the whole thing is to, like, sort of put together to try and reenact our journey over all these years. It's been such a difficult period in our lives. So the 80-mile run, you know, will hopefully finish and then we can go and celebrate the 96. So it's one after the other and, hard and then something to try and give us back our lives and, we can... celebrate in the future of the 96 rather than be, you know, chasing truth and justice, which we've at last achieved.
You're telling me it's hard. I thought that Sheffield to Liverpool thing used to be a walk. Has that gone from a walk to a run now, Steve?
Well, it's been all kinds. We've done it, we've run it, we've walked it, we've cycled it, but we've always run it over 3 days. But this year, as I say, to reenact how difficult it's been over the last 2 years with the inquests, which somebody just said along the line, how can we make it a bit more difficult this year? And then somebody said, oh, well, how about doing it in one go? And we all agreed. And then the next morning, woke up and said, did we all say we'll do it one day?
Yeah, did we agree to
We're
that?
We're going to do it. And, you know, there's 15 runners. There's 10 in the support group. So it's a great... We're all well-versed in it, so we know how to get through. And, I'm knocking on a little bit myself now. I'm the oldest in the group.
No way.
I'll do as many miles as I can. I'm hoping to get about 50 miles in. But there'll be a few lads who'll do the full lot, you know, and... Then, as I say, on Sunday, we'll finish off with the run for the 96, which is going to be a good day. You know, we've hopefully got a few surprises in store for people and things for the kids to come down. You know, there's going to be bouncy castles and face paint and that kind of business. Bring the cat, bring the dog, you know, the pram, anything just to come down. Even if it's to come down and give us a cheer, you don't have to run. Come and just be part of it, because it's a very historical year this year. You know, as we say, I don't want to keep going back to the inquest, but the conclusion of the inquest, it's been historical for the city. And come down and enjoy it with us, and let's, you know, celebrate what we've achieved and celebrate the 96.
And be part of the family. Just a thought, have you run a marathon yourself before, Steve, or not?
I've run many marathons.
Ah, right, so you're versed in this.
Yeah, and, you know, I've done the Hillsborough Manfield before, which is, you know, goes out of my comfort zone. And, you know, I'm 63 this year, so I'm starting to feel the pinch a little bit. But I'll give the lads a few years. But I'm the only blue, I think, as well. So, you know, but I'm gonna have to keep our end up, you know.
You might get it in the neck a little bit. Right, there's a few people down there. Jerry Marsden's going to be involved, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think last year we had Sporty Spice. Mel C was there as well. Lots of people who supported this particularly special day.
Well, yeah, you know, I believe Jerry's involved this year, and Mel C, funny enough, she's ran with us every year. This is to be the fifth year, I think it is, and she's took some part in it for 5 years, which is great. You know, unfortunately, she can't make this year, but she sent us a message of congratulations and good luck. And there'll be a few other surprises. We hope to keep them quiet for now, and that's hope to give people a bit of a smile on the face on the day. And I say Jerry being there will be something a bit special. I'm just a bit disappointed Joe Anderson couldn't have come out with me, you know, being another Evertonian. But I'd like to have seen Joe in a pair of shorts, you know. But, you know, that would have been worth coming just on its own.
Oh, God, that would have brought the crowds out. Who else have we got? We've got Steve Rotherham there, yeah. Andy Burnham, Pat Van Den Howe, Alan Kennedy as well, Michael Stark. There's loads of them there, loads of people supporting it. Get down there and cheer the lads on as well. It's going to be fantastic. And as you say, you don't need to be a professional runner or anything. You can walk it, can't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, my little dog, he's a West Island White Terrier. He's actually called Hills with Justice Jimmy for the events. His name's Jimmy, and Jimmy will be there. You know, you'll know him because you'll have his Celtic coat on and his Justice of the 96 on it, sewed on his coat. And, you know, you bring your own dog, you know, bring the babies in the pram, you know, whatever, walk. You know, we don't care. We just want people to be there and enjoy it. And as I say, as a city, we need to heal ourselves. So let's give each other a pat on the back and, get out there and, enjoy the day. And as I say, get something out of it for themselves, people. You know, It could be the start of something big. Someone walks around Stanley Park this Sunday, this time next year, they could be running a marathon themselves, making them feel better. And that's fantastic.
I hope you get a bit of nice weather. It's not good, the forecast at the moment. Your run from Hillsborough might see quite a bit of torrential rain over the top of the peaks, according to this forecast. Sunday's a mixed bag as well. Let's hope it turns out fine for you.
Yeah. Well, personally, I like running in the rain. I always have. But, you know, as you say, when you're coming over the top there, it could be a bit blowy. I'm more hoping that Sunday is going to be more clement weather for us all. You know, so as people will come out and support us in their droves. But, you know, Liverpool, we'll get the support.
OK, well, best of luck with it, Steve Kelly. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
Take care. Steve Kelly, who's taking part in the run for the 96ers.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.